Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. Find out more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And he's not working on the roads today because the weather is inclement, so we have brought the man into the house, Mr. Patrick Hamilton, who supervises for York County's taxpayers and for the York County government all of the Pennies for Progress road projects. And this is probably the stupidest thing you've heard, at least today.
Okay.
How much work is being done on roads today?
Oh, man, they're wide open today.
Yeah, I bet they are.
In our dreams, they are.
In our dreams. So, Patrick, tell everybody a little bit about your illustrious background, because it's been a while since you've been on the show. We've only had 10 or 20 more thousand people move
sure,
in here.
Absolutely. So I graduated from Clemson University in 2009, civil engineering degree. I went to work for DOT after that for 3 years. Then actually worked for the county for a couple of years before I got my professional engineering license. From there, I went to the private side to do private development design work. And then in January of 2016, there was an opening at the county to be the program manager for Pennies for Progress. So I applied and got that job in January of 2016 and been back ever since.
5 years.
Wow, that's kind of hard to believe whenever when you say it out loud like that. It's been fun, though.
So right now, for very quickly, we've had Pennies 1, 2, 3, and 4. All the Pennies 1 projects are done?
Correct.
All the Pennies 2 projects are done?
Basically. how much time do you want to go off on this side road?
Make it quick.
One of the projects, Mount Gallant Road, is over by the Panthers' new facility.
Oh, yeah.
So we were designing a 3-lane road. Panthers came in. Their site said it needed to be a 5-lane road. County worked out a deal to where we just paid our money to them for the 3-lane road, but they're going to go ahead and build the 5-lane road now.
So, When they get that done.
Number two is done.
Yep.
And there's one more project, 557, has some Pennies 2 money and some Pennies 3 money that's going to construct that project. That should go to construction later this year.
All right. Pennies for Progress number 3.
Pennies for Progress 3 is making a good bit of progress lately. We still have a few larger projects yet to go to bid on that, but we are wrapping up some of those smaller projects now, and that one's getting close to the end.
All right, and then, of course, we get to number 4, which I don't want to get too far into right now, but it brings me back to this whole issue about the weather. We have had
a very wet winter.
Well, a very wet winter. In fact, I believe my wife tracks this stuff all the time. The amount of rain we had in 2020 exceeded by a fairly good margin.
It did. I remember looking that up. I want to say it was 40% more than an average year, give or take, somewhere in that, and that hard to get a lot of work done.
All right, so the rain continues, and you can only do, what can you do in the rain? Can you do anything in the rain?
You can do some bridge work in the rain, but that's probably about it. You can't do any earthwork type moving material. Laying pipe is out of the question. Paving is out of the question. Basically, it's erosion control. The contractor's just trying to maintain the site from an erosion standpoint and, prevent silt from leaving the job site.
So when you're talking about the rain just washing off all the dirt that they've already leveled and ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you have in your contracts with all of these contractors provisions for bad weather, do you not?
So we have a completion date at the beginning of our contract with the contract. It may be a 700-day contract. And so that factors in a normal amount of rain days that the contractor just has to deal with. But whenever we have exceptional amounts of rain, like we have lately over this winter, we can reevaluate that completion date with the contractor, because it's really a situation that's outside of their control. And it's not fair to penalize the contractor for something he can't control, especially when it's to the extent that we've had. For example, this week, pretty much no work will get done this week. With all the rain over the weekend, the rain today, it's not going to dry out in time for them to be able to get back in and do more work. Also, there's rain coming Thursday, so now you're looking at next week being in jeopardy for getting a good or any reasonable amount of work completed.
And this hurts the contractors as well, because all their workers are
they don't
paid,
make any money right now.
They
so
make nothing.
They want to work. Sometimes they'll try to push the limits and do stuff they're not supposed to just so they can get work done. And we have to kind of watch that and monitor that. But they do not like this at all, because if they're not doing any work, they're not making any money.
So even though you have penalties in the contract, if they don't complete within the prescribed time,
right?
If you weren't reasonable when you have weather like this or whatever the circumstances were, chances are you wouldn't get them to come back and bid on these projects again?
That's possible, or if they did come back in, they would factor into their bid our unwillingness to work with them at the end of the project. So they would, their bid would be higher to account for those days at the end of the project that they're going to be charged.
Mm.
So we have to do what's fair to the contractor and what's fair to the citizens of York County. So we have to balance that, and we carefully watch the taxpayers' dollars, but we also have to be fair to the contractor, because we want to get a good quality product, and we want good contractors to stay here and continue to bid on our projects.
Now, I remember when you were doing the McConnell's Highway project, the expansion to three lanes, mm-hmm. off of Heckle Boulevard. It went on longer than much longer.
Way longer.
And I believe their problem there was they were short on labor. Was that about right?
There was multiple issues. So, one, there was about a year's worth of utility delays. Now, that was outside the contractor's control, and we worked with him on that. But there was also a lot of days where the contractor didn't show up or had limited amount of crews on site when the weather was nice, July, August, September, and not a lot of work was getting done. That was in his control, so he was penalized for those days.
All right. So people understand, you do penalize these contractors when there are circumstances that are within their control.
Yeah. McConnell's Highway, we charged over $200,000 in liquidated damages.
Ooh. Wow.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, that being said, where are we on pennies for progress number four? What's been done? What's not yet done?
Certainly. So we have had a couple of projects already completed on Pennies for Progress 4. One being Bate Harvey Road in Clover. This was a shoulder widening project, so we didn't add any additional lanes, but the existing road was pretty narrow. I think it was only about 20 feet wide. So we went in and did a reclamation on the entire roadway and widened it 2 feet on each side. So now we have a 10-foot travel lane with a 2-foot paved shoulder. So if a car does venture off of the travel lane, they have a couple of feet to try to recover before they go off the side of the road. That project was just completed in Clover. We have another Pennies for project, Galleria Boulevard, which is going to extend the existing Galleria Boulevard behind the mall in Rock Hill to tie into Red River Road. That project, we received bids on that project last week. So that will be going to council in March to award that project and then starting construction probably May, June timeframe.
Well, what about Red River Road? It's supposed to be expanded five lanes.
Now that's all considered one project on Pennies 4, but we separated the two because Galleria could get designed much quicker than widening the five-lane road of Sell River, buying all the right-of-way. Now, the widening of Sell River to five lanes, we are at 70% plans on that project, and we anticipate beginning right-of-way acquisition probably this summer or early fall on that one.
So is that a Pennies for Progress 4 project?
Correct.
All right.
There was a Pennies for Progress 3 project to widen Sell River on the northern end.
Which is done. Which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And for anybody who keeps on going down and you shrink from five lanes to those two god-awful lanes,
yes,
all the way down to Galleria Boulevard, down to Dave Lyle.
Dave Lyle, yep.
That's an awful stretch of road.
It's bad.
Absolutely awful.
Road's in poor condition, narrow lanes, it's dangerous. So, yeah, that'll be a five-lane facility all the way to Dave Lyle.
So one of those things that I'm sure is a challenge for you on that particular project is a thing called the railroad. Because
Absolutely.
You got to cross those tracks and...
Nothing comes easy through the railroad.
No. So have you cleared that hurdle with them?
We started that coordination probably 2 years ago. And it goes, so they have to review our plans. Obviously, if we're working within their railroad right of way. They have to say what we can and what we can't do, when we can do it, when we can't do it. So that all that coordination is well underway, and we don't foresee that being any type of delay. But you have to start that earlier enough, or it can become an issue when you try to go to construction.
So we passed Pennies for Progress number 4. Was it 2 years ago?
It passed November of 2017, and the tax began collecting May of 2018.
Okay, so 3 years ago, three years ago, we passed it. Mm-hmm. So as you point out, with these new road projects, it takes like 7 or 8 years.
Correct.
From we passed it, we're going to fund it, to it's operational. And this is a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
You've been working on this for a couple of years, and
there's still a
still in design
a lot of work left.
So once you design it, then you have to go out.
We have to buy the right of way from the private property owners in order for us to be able to build the project.
Now, but you know it just occurred to me that also goes down right by the Manchester wastewater treatment plant.
Does it not?
So how are you going to handle that?
Well, there's actually currently an SCDOT bridge replacement project that's going to realign the road away from the wastewater treatment plant to build a new bridge over Manchester Creek. That construction is expected to start this spring or summer. And that'll just be a two-lane bridge. So we're going to come in afterwards and widen that out to a five-lane bridge. And we've already coordinated with DOT on the design of our bridge tying into their bridge. So all that coordination is already taken place.
So why don't you do exactly what the Carolina Panthers have done, which is why don't you just give the money to the SCDOT and just put five lanes in right now?
We looked at that. The issue with that is you're talking about almost a full redesign of their project, because two-lane bridge versus a five-lane bridge, the loads are different, the pressure points are different. Then the new road is only a two-lane road, so now you got to do a five-lane road. You got to do additional survey work, additional design work, additional drainage. It's. I know you're looking at me funny right now, but
yeah.
I'm telling you, it's.
I mean, you're gonna have to do that anyway.
It's not as easy as just changing it out. And also, that bridge was in such poor condition, the DOT didn't want to wait an additional 2 or more years to do the replacement.
Yeah, they got the new gas tax money now, and they want to get people out there and get projects done. I got that.
Right. So because we looked at that, doing the five-lane bridge all at one time, or them giving us their money, and we would just do it all at once with our five-lane tire road project. But again, the condition of the bridge was a very big factor in that decision and going ahead and moving forward with their project now.
Oh, my. This sounds like it's going to be the ultimate project of all the Pennies for Progress.
It was the largest project on Pennies for $40 million.
$40 million. And that was 3 years ago.
Well,
you'd be pretty good with those numbers?
We projected out, so that $40 million did include some inflation for several years. So we factored that into the cost back in 2017.
Well, if you can imagine, so that you would say maybe in 5 years that might be done, that project?
We are right now targeting construction to start late 23, early spring 24. A lot of that depends on the right-of-way acquisition. Right-of-way acquisition will probably take a good 2 years on that project. So,
golly, and there's a bunch of mobile homes down there as well. Are those going to be displaced?
There is a row of almost like mill homes. We are going to be avoiding all of those properties.
So you really are going to realign this thing.
We're going to be shifting the road away from all those houses.
Okay.
Yep. We don't want to have to go in and purchase 20 or 30 homes. And plus, that's just a undue burden on those property owners as well.
So what happens to the old Red River Road once the new Sell River Road is expanded? Do you close that road?
In front of the treatment plant, that's the biggest realignment. Part of that will still be open as a driveway to the Vark Hill treatment plant, but the road will be removed. Bridge will be torn down.
So for those homeowners that are along the old road, the new road will give them access to where they live?
The homes up at the beginning, so their driveways will be extended out to the new road.
I got you.
DOT will still own where the old road was, but the driveways will be extended to be able to. So, they'll still have access.
So what are we talking about, 100 feet, 200 feet, 300 feet?
No, it varies because we have to tie back in by the railroad tracks.
Right.
So we have to, it kind of swings out to avoid the row of homes, and then it ties back in at the railroad track. So it's not really that drastic of a shift, but enough to avoid those homes.
But I can imagine once that project is done, wow, that is going to be a heavily used road.
Absolutely.
A heavily used road.
And there's already, you know, a lot of industrial sites out there already.
Yeah.
New ones being built now, I believe. So it's that I can only imagine that corridor expanding even more.
Wow.
Once the road's built.
Sure. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us today, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, as Patrick Hamilton knows, we are right here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we have fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. The magical way we do it is pretty simple. It's right there on the cue card, and we're all going to say it together. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Charlie, what's new with Substation 2?
That's easy. We're bringing back our delicious corned beef sandwich. It's lean, perfectly seasoned, sliced fresh to order, and garden just the way you like.
Don't miss this limited time offer at Substation 2.
Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
If you're routinely on the internet, you know that more is better. The more connection speed you have, the bigger the difference in everything you do online. ZipStream from Comporium gives you access to up to 1,000 megabits per second and the ability to stream, search, download, and play online faster than you ever have before. When it comes to the internet, more is better. So visit Comporium.com and upgrade to ZipStream today.
This is Dr. Karen Jenkins, Emergency Room Director at Piedmont Medical Center. When someone is experiencing a life-threatening emergency, such as a stroke or a heart attack, every second counts. Piedmont Medical Center's emergency departments in Rock Hill and on Gold Hill Road in Fort Mill are open 24/7 to treat life's unexpected emergencies. Even in the middle of a pandemic, our commitment to providing safe, high-quality emergency medical care in our community remains strong. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program. Patrick Hamilton is with us today. He manages the Pennies for Progress road projects in York County. And since nobody's working today, we picked a perfect day for you to come.
Absolutely.
In, right? Yeah. So before I lose track of all this, revenue-wise during this pandemic, I heard an interview you did with Matthew Cray last week or week before, and I must admit I was surprised.
I was too.
I thought for sure you were going to tell us you were in the dumpster, and quite the opposite.
We were concerned. So going back to We'll start with February, March, and April of 2019. So that's right when all the COVID pandemic hit. People, I think middle of March is when all the schools shut down and people kind of started staying home. So that those 3 months, February, March, and April, that was down just over 4% from the previous year. So, February, March, and April of 2020 was down about 4% compared to the same time period from 2019, which I was pretty surprised. I thought it was going to be a good bit lower than that.
Right.
So then we move ahead to May, June, and July.
Right.
Revenue in 2020 was actually up over 12% compared to the same time period in 2019. And I thought, what in the world is going on? How are we up 12%? It was the largest revenue check we'd ever received, over $11 million in 3 months. So I was thinking, all right, what's going on? How did that happen? And so a few things that I came up with. One, that's when the first round of stimulus checks were sent out.
Okay.
So I'm thinking maybe, you know, people were had a little extra money to spend maybe. Two, in June is when restaurants started opening back up, places started opening back up. So I think maybe people were so tired of being stuck inside for 2 or 3 months, they just wanted to get out and do stuff and spend some money.
Right.
Another thing thought about, North Carolina had much stricter, had much more heavily restrictions on what their businesses could do, their citizens could do. So maybe folks were coming down to South Carolina. I don't know, but we're grateful for it. But I'm still trying to figure out how we had that big of an increase. So then we look at August, September, October. That revenue was up almost 10% from 2019. So you tell me, Manny, I don't know.
Well,
I'm not complaining at all, because it's great for us. All of our projects are full steam ahead, and nothing has slowed down for us outside of the weather. But, yeah, from a funding standpoint, there's no change in for anything for us.
And so people understand, the way this program works, you've got a cap on the revenue that you can generate for this. Is that correct, until it's renewed?
It's my understanding that the revenue tax runs for 7 years. And the revenue is just a projection at the beginning.
Okay.
And we also collect interest off the money we have in the bank as well.
Which allows you to do more of these projects beyond what you thought you might be able
Certainly.
To do. Good. Well, let's get back to the projects. You've got a couple of biggies in this Pennies for Progress 4. We talked about one of them, which is the Red River Road, Selenage mm-hmm. Road. We're going to make it 5 lanes and make it a decent road. Yep. Another one that strikes my fancy is the widening of Highway 21.
Yes, much needed.
Much needed.
Much needed.
From the state line down to 160, is that right?
Correct. So that's broken into two different projects. One is a Pennies 3 project that runs from up there at Carowinds down to Springfield Parkway.
Okay.
That is a Pennies 3 project. We are wrapping up the right-of-way acquisition now. Once that's completed, then we'll submit, the plan is to submit final plans to DOT around May or June. So that'll probably be spring of 22. We'll start construction on that section. Then we have from Springfield Parkway South down to 160, which was or is a Pennies 4 project. That project is under design. We have submitted 30% plans to DOT. We've gotten comments back, so we're starting to work towards right-of-way plans on that project. That project, you're probably talking maybe 2025 before construction would start on that one. Again, that's about a 3-mile stretch. We got to buy the right away from all the plants. I mean, it's the process.
This could be a 4-lane road?
5-lane road. It'll have the Pennies 4 project will have a bike lane and sidewalk on the west side of the road.
Shoo-wee. Okay, if that was not enough, you're right smack dab in the middle of one, which is the expansion of Highway 160 from 521 into Fort Mill. Is that correct?
Correct. The Lancaster side of 160 is under construction, and that should be wrapping up. It's a DOT project. I believe that'll be finished this summer. And then our project will pick up from the Lancaster County line until it comes into where the Fort Mill Southern Bypass ties in to 160.
Now, for the life of me, and you'll have to explain this to me, because I'm just a simple man, there is miles and miles of traffic backup on that road already. You're just adding one lane, which is basically a turn lane. So why, Director of Pennies for Progress, named Patrick Hamilton, why is that not a five-lane road?
A few reasons. One, the bridge going into Lancaster County is a three-lane bridge, and the project DOT is doing when you cross into Lancaster County is a three-lane road. Now, once you get closer to 521, and it does expand out to a five-lane road the closer you get to 521. And then back on the Fort Mill side, 160 is a three-lane road all the way through town until you get out to the parkway. And our project's only like a half a mile long, so it really doesn't make sense to have a five-lane section for half a mile just to narrow back down to three lanes on both ends. And, you know, funding is always an issue as well. So I hear you. But there, you know, if there was unlimited funds, then that could be another discussion. But
well, it sounds like you're going to have a little extra money here from
knock on
your collections.
I hope so. That
All
would
right,
be nice.
So, what else on Pennies for Progress 4 are we haven't we talked about yet?
I would like to talk real quick about a Pennies 3 project we have going to construction this spring and summer. It's one in Fort Mill that's. Is much needed and gets a lot of attention to where the Fort Mill Parkway intersects with Spratt Street. Riverview Elementary School is right there. This traffic gets backed up. You're talking about traffic getting backed up on the parkway. It gets backed up for a while. And the way that intersection functions now is Spratt Street is the through route, and the parkway comes into a T intersection with Spratt Street. But we're going to realign that whole intersection to where the parkway is going to be the through route, and Spratt Street will then tie in as a T intersection into the parkway. So the through route would be the parkway, which is the heavier movement.
Well, speaking of the parkway, which is another one of your favorite projects,
yes.
It took years and years and years and years, and did I say years, to get the alignment straightened out on that. You finally got it. But you built a road that was almost obsolete from the day you opened it, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
But a bypass is better than no bypass.
But you do have the right-of-way to expand that.
To five lanes, yes. And we do have a Pennies 4 project to widen a portion of the bypass.
Oh, you do?
So there's a Pennies 4 project to widen, beginning at I-77, coming down Sutton Road, crossing over 21, coming through our Spratt intersection I just spoke about, and then going along the parkway up to the bridge over the railroad track. Which is where U.S. Food Distribution Center is.
Right.
That section will be widened to five lanes with Pennies 4.
Oh. What's the timetable on that?
We have, we're around the 30% plans. We've submitted those, gotten comments back from DOT. So we're starting to work towards the right-of-way plans now. Probably 2025 start construction. Maybe 2020, you know, the right-of-way, we have a portion of that right-of-way we've already acquired. But there's still the right-of-way back on the Sutton Road side that we haven't acquired yet. Now, originally, Fort Mill wanted us to extend that project all the way to Holbrook Road, where Dobie's Bridge and Holbrook come in together. That was about over a $60 million project. So the commission said, time out, let's see if we can break that project apart some. So it even with the right-of-way being acquired, that's only a portion of the cost.
Well, I wish we had another half hour because there's a lot that I would like to ask you about, but we'll have to get you back again.
I'll come back next time. We'll try to.
Patrick Hamilton, the director of the Pennies for Progress projects here in York County, doing an excellent job. But boy, there's a lot to do, a bunch to do, and that doesn't even mention what all the additional growth is going to be putting on these new roads. Woo! All right, Straight Talk, of course, made possible by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Fresh salads and sandwiches right here, and subs and everything else you'd like to have at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop, the magical way we prepare it. Pretty simple, even though we have a cue card here. Everybody at the count of three, how do we do it? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.